You're welcome back to the News at One, and we're going to talk some more now about Mick O'Dwyer, the Kerry footballer and manager who for decades was one of the most significant and influential figures in the GAA. In a tribute, President Michael D. Higgins said he would be remembered as one of the greatest people ever to be associated with Gaelic games. Joining us on the line is the president of the GAA, Jarlath Burns. Thanks so much for talking to us this afternoon. It is for many people a very sad day. How will you remember him?
Well, it is a very sad day, Rachel, and on a day like this, even though we knew that Mick O'Dwyer had been in declining health for some years now, you begin looking really at his legacy and his achievements. I don't remember him as a player, though I suppose one of his biggest achievements, he would say himself, was becoming Tactical Player of the Year in 1969. After that, he had achieved everything that you could have achieved as a player with all of his titles, 23 Munster titles, 11 National Leagues and 4 All-Irelands and Player of the Year. But then going straight into management, I think what his legacy will be, he redefined or he created a new image of what it was like to become a GAA manager. Up until then, teams would have been selected by committee, by selectors, but he and Kevin Heffernan took these teams on themselves, and it was their rivalry really that defined that narrative of the 70s. And then obviously moving into the 80s, going for the 5 in a row, Kevin Heffernan retired and it became Eugene McKenna versus Mick O'Dwyer, and that became such a part of that whole era, the Mick O'Dwyer era. And I know for us up in the north, he was a celebrity bannister, and when we went down to the south, down to Kerry, you always wanted to see, could you meet him or could you see him? We always went to Waterville to see if we could catch a glimpse of him. So it is a very, very sad day, and it's certainly the end of an era, Rachel.
As you say, he was integral to that great rivalry between Kerry and Dublin, which lit up the GAA for a long number of years and maybe brought the sport to a wider audience.
There's no doubt about that. And if you look in particular that 1978 All-Ireland final, and gradually those teams and those great characters are all Taoiseach O'Gullar Fad, Gartlina Fearing and Aletha Shaw. And we said our final farewell to Paddy Cullen, who was such a very important part of that era a few weeks ago in Dublin. If you remember that famous Mikey Sheehy goal. The one thing that Mick always said was he would train a team, he would get them ready, but once they went out on the field, he would allow themselves to express themselves in the way that they felt they would do best. And I think that was the one thing about his creativity as a manager. He was a great motivator. He was somebody who really could create momentum with a team, regardless of who it was. But once the team went out, he allowed them to take responsibility. And that's really epitomised in that decision at that moment taken by Mikey Sheehy to chip Paddy Cullen in the 1978 All-Ireland final. And I feel on that day, everything changed in Gaelic football, because people were seeing Gaelic football then through the same lens almost of sexiness as they were soccer across the water. And a lot of young people began to choose GAA over soccer, basically as a result of that team and what they brought.
Gosh, I can still hear the commentary with Micheál O'Hare saying, it's a goal, it's a goal. On another matter, something else that's in the news this afternoon, people may have heard that the Court of Appeal in Belfast has ruled that a public inquiry into the murder of Sean Brown, that it has to be set up. Now, I know you've been a supporter of this campaign. What's your reaction?
Well, it was really another time-wasting delay by the British government to try and avoid ever giving Bridie Brown, a woman of 87-year-old and declining years herself, justice. All she wants to know, all that family want to do, is to find out why was their daddy, their husband, singled out for murder on that day? Who was involved? And is there any way at all of just finding the truth? And unfortunately, since 1997, the British government, the PSNI, Special Branch, MI5, they have all combined to try and avoid giving them that truth. And it's a very basic human right. If somebody belonging to you is murdered by loyalist paramilitaries, was the state involved? Why were they involved? Why was a GAA chairman seen as a legitimate target at that particular time? And that's why the GAA are so involved in this campaign. We had the family at our Congress 2 weeks ago in Donegal. They got a rousing reception, and we will always support that family, and I personally will as part of my presidency, until they get what they want, justice for the murder of their father.
Jarlath Burns, President of the GAA, thank you so much for talking to us on the News at One.